Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Eudelet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzek.
Hi, I'm your host, Lynn Suzek, and I am talking today, as usual, about some issues that should interest a handicapped community, disability, if you're elderly, shut in, injured. I can relate to you. I have a home health care company in Garden City, and we do make that information available to you at the end of each program. However, as I'm presently in a wheelchair, I've been in a wheelchair for over 23 years. I have a spinal cord injury, and I know I do have a lot of experience that I speak from about dealing with that type of situation, being in the handicapped community. But we cover a lot of subjects on this program, and I bring in a lot of people. God has just put in one person after another in my path. It's very interesting to speak on many of the subjects that you're going to find, and you can also access these programs over and over again at our website, hisability.com, and download our programs, and you'll see them categorized there. If you're interested in healing, there's plenty of subjects on that, at spiritual, handicap issues, and so forth. So we're excited today. I have with me, as I'm always happy to have with me, my husband, Mark Suzek. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me today. We are so excited. We want to introduce to you a ministry. What's been happening is we're both Mark and I have been on a healing journey. I with my spinal cord injury, and he with his neck pain that he's developed in the few years. He has, what do we call those, bone spurs that, well, we're looking for healing manifestation on that. We've been prayed over, and it causes, you know, some on and off some pretty excruciating pain. He's been experiencing healing that has kind of come and go. So he was down to, I think, 80% and really reduced medication, and it flares up sometimes. So we are not there yet. We haven't arrived with our healings, but we've left. We've taken off in a plane, and we're flying. And what's been happening is, I'm just going to introduce all this, and then I'll let you talk, dear, in a few minutes. What we're doing is we've been pursuing ministry after ministry. We thought, I got to a point after my dad passed away that, you know, that God wanted me healed, and he had said that over years and years ago through multiple dreams, visions, prophecy that people have had about that I'm going to be healed. Well, it had been over 20 years, and my dad passed away, and things were happening in my family, and I said, okay, Lord, you know, I think you have something else to teach me here, and I don't understand it, but I think if I ignore and just keep waiting without pursuing and asking you, that I'm going to miss it. And I started having an open mind for the Lord to begin teaching me things that, or correcting my thinking. And so we pursued book after book, and as led by the Holy Spirit, I did start to have my eyes open to some things, and we've experienced healing to one degree or another. I've been experiencing success in rebuking colds and flus and my allergies I used to have. And anyway, we've been talking about that on this program. But what's exciting is after we've been taking one step after another towards new information on healing, that we finally have kind of come to kind of an explosion in information that I wasn't aware of. And it's just like God had brought these things to my mind, and I already believed a lot of what you know, I already had been taught and understood some of it, but I knew there was more. Mark and I knew there was more, and we've been seeking together. So we kind of tripped and stumbled onto a ministry that that has been here a long time, but we want to share that with you. It's Andrew Womack Ministry, and the website that we came to is awmi.net, and that's Andrew Womack, and he has a complete teaching that we started off with that we're going to talk to you about. Mark, do you remember when we started visiting this website? What did you think when you first started hearing this guy?
Well, he's a Texan, so he's got that Texan draw, that Southern. That was a little bit of turn off for me. But when I started listening to what he had to say, he was saying things that ring true in my spirit, things that I kind of agreed with, and I'm like, okay, but then I have so many questions. Well, what about this? What about that? And some of the things that he speaks on, many of the things he speaks on, are in direct conflict with teachings that I've been exposed to at some of the churches, some Bible study groups, and some of the things that I've heard on the radio.
But those things we felt together, we had been discussing before we came to this ministry, that we've been discussing, there's something wrong, and then he's touching on all these subjects.
Right, and you are not going to be able to listen to a single teaching without him stepping on some of your theology.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. You're going to have to reassess some of your thinking, because this man is saying God wants everyone healed. God wants us healed. He wants us abundant. He wants us prosperous. He wants us to live in victory, life and life to the full. Well, that goes contrary to a lot of things that we hear in our churches. You know, well, sometimes God heals, sometimes he don't. Sometimes he uses your pain and your distress for glory. And the teaching ministry that we're getting exposed to with Andrew is that's not right. That God gets glory when you're healed.
Right.
And God gets glory when you go and tell the world, I was healed by Jesus, and this is what God did for me.
And that makes perfect sense. But the fact that not everybody is healed is what's tripping and stumbling everybody as far as, well, what do? Put the guilt on the person that's not healed? Are you trying to tell us that they didn't have enough faith? We've heard all that before, and we don't think that that does anything but produce guilt. Well, this is a ministry that explains a lot of things and how to get there. And he's not alone in his thinking, because we've studied these other ministries and the people that are seeing thousands of people healed, much more so than the common churches that we're going to. They believe this way, and it's kind of all a puzzle that's being put together slowly, and we're in agreement with that, and we want to learn.
Right. Which camp do you want to put your stock in? The camp that says sometimes God heals, sometimes he doesn't, and that ministry may see, you know, a few healings here and there? Or do you want to place your, put your gold on the camp that says, God heals everyone, and here they're healing hundreds, thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if God wants to heal everyone, then why aren't I healed? That's the next question. And that's what we're studying now. We're going through his teachings and learning that a lot of things are in us.
And there's a series that we first came across that's what opened our mind. This is what the first thing that we came across when we came to this website is this series called God Wants You Well. And a lot of people that tweaks them, they don't, there's something that they've kind of accepted their situation and don't tell me God wants me well. And it's amazing the mentality that we can get ourselves into, that we wouldn't even want to be healed if we could be healed. That there's a lot of different people having these unfortunate, not receptive to healing mentalities. But the series that he has, God Wants You Well, that you can access by either purchasing or downloading. AWMI.net is the website. And he's got audio and he's got DVD. And what we learned, just a few highlights from that, is the major answers to questions that require, just listening to it once isn't enough. You have to listen to it over and over. But, you know, if you come into agreement with it as you listen, then you want to expose yourself to renewing the mind. And of course, it's full of scripture. And the main, some of the questions that he answered for me were, he addresses Paul's thorn in the flesh and why some people are healed and others aren't at the moment, and how that's not God's will.
Right. He also answers what faith is. He answers what unbelief is, and he's got a teaching that just blew me away, where I learned that I can have faith. In other words, I'm praying, God, heal me. I have the faith that God's going to heal me.
You know you do.
Right. But I have unbelief as well. And the unbelief is that whispering in the back of my mind that says, well, I still feel pain. I'm not sure I'm healed. Maybe I'm not healed. You know, and it's think of it as two powers pulling in two different directions. Well, the net gain is nothing. I'm still where I was. Mm-hmm. I got to learn to get rid of the unbelief so that the faith pulls me into the healing direction. Mm-hmm. So it's great teaching. He answers a lot of questions. He covers many subjects. I think there's over, I want to say 260,
you got
250, 260 teachings. Different teachings. They're all about an hour long, at least the audio ones. The DVD ones, or not DVD, the television broadcasts that he does, they're a half hour long. He's got, I think, 10 years worth of 52 programs a year that you can click on and view right online. You can actually watch his program. He has a half hour long program every day.
It's actually on WADL every day at 12:30 in the Detroit area. I listened to it, or you know, I recorded it, and it's a half an hour program. But these, you can get whatever subject you presently have an issue with that you're wanting to learn about, and listen to what he has to say. And I don't know, every time I hear a different series, you know, I'm just so excited that he's bringing scriptures up that I haven't even, you know, I know the Bible a lot, pretty, I don't want to say pretty well.
You're not a scholar, but you've read.
I know a lot more than what I think maybe the average person I've run into does. If there's a scripture verse and you quote it, I should know whether that is in the Bible or not.
Right.
You know, that doesn't, you know,
but,
I don't have a memory.
Andrew, he pulls out scriptures that you're like, that's, where is that at?
Yeah, we're just opening our Bibles. Flip. Oh my gosh, that's it.
It really does
and
say that.
And sometimes he actually says, you're going to have to pull your Bible out for this one because you're not going to believe this is in there. And then he gives revelation on it. Okay, now we're just like, wow, you know, I never thought
it's
of that
exciting.
One that way. And yeah, and that makes more sense. And that explains this. And there's just so much revelation. It's just everything that, you know, we've been looking for. We've been saying for a long time, we want to walk in the power that Paul walked in. Why
right.
are we supposed to be having
right.
all
greater
of that?
Things than these we're supposed to do? Well, I'm not walking on
right.
water yet, and I'm
right.
not raising the dead yet. So
right, but he has.
Right.
Andrew
right.
Womack and his ministry have raising the dead is actually not common, but it's not it's happened a lot.
Not unheard of in
it's,
his ministry.
It's yeah. definitely, he's doing all the things in Mark 16, verse 17 and 18, that, you know, these are the signs that will follow those who
right.
believe. And we want to be those who believe. Raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out demons. He's familiar with all that. He speaks about it. We've touched on some of it, and we're learning more. I believe this is the ministry that's going to bring us through our complete manifestation of healing any
Amen.
Minute. And we're praising God for that. Thanks for joining us. I guess we're out of time, and we'll be talking to you next week. And you can listen to this again on hisability.com. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilite at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.